The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
This is Denise Nostrom, CEO and founder of Diversified Financial Solutions. Now more than ever, investment advice is needed. Not just where best to invest your money, but why. Are you investing for your future retirement? Are you retired and looking to maximize your income? Are you maximizing your income and concerned with leaving money for your loved ones? Are you investing for your retirement at the same time saving for your children's education and at the same time saving to buy another home? Are the markets in line with your goals? Are your goals ever changing? Please contact me at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691, or visit us at diversifiedfinancial.biz. For over 25 years, I have been helping individuals, families, and business owners navigate through all market conditions with only one goal in mind, my clients. Visit me at diversifiedfinancial.biz or call Denise Nostrom, founder of Diversified Financial Solutions, at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691 for a conversation about my most important client, you. Hi, and good afternoon, and welcome. We made it to Friday. You are listening to The Financial Chick. I am Denise Nostrom, the CEO and owner of Diversified Financial Solutions, a full-service independent financial planning firm located in Medford. Thank you for listening to me here on 103.9 LI News Radio. I'm here live every Friday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. The Financial Chick is here to help you make better financial decisions and choices to improve your life and reduce your stress and anxiety about money. If you have any questions while listening, you can always contact my office at 631-758-8691 or visit my website at www.diversifiedfinancial.biz, or if you are on Facebook, check out our Facebook page, Diversified Financial Solutions. Today is the 19th anniversary of September 11th, and we honor the lives lost and the heroism displayed in the face of unimaginable terrorism. It was certainly a day that changed America. The woman Sandy Dahl, wife of Flight 93 pilot Jason Dahl, said, quote, "If we learn nothing else from this tragedy, we learn that life is short and there is no time for hate." As we sit here today and listen to her words, we must reflect and realize that that advice is very applicable to what is happening in the world today. But, you know, with the sad news, we have to bring in some good news. And I want to give a shout out to my husband, Rob. Today is actually his birthday. So happy birthday, Rob. This was a short week, but a lot has happened. The markets were closed for Labor Day, but when they opened on Tuesday, the Dow was down 2.3%, S&P was down 2.8%, and the NASDAQ closed down 4.1%. We saw a big technology sell-off. Many of the tech stock darlings like Facebook, Apple, Amazon, and even Microsoft took a big pullback. Even the highly hyped Tesla fell by 21% for its worst day ever. That started the week and the stock market roller coaster ride. I anticipate that roller coaster stock market is going to continue now and at least through the election. If you're wondering if your assets are positioned properly, feel free to contact our office for a second opinion. Well, if you're on the roads, you have probably seen an increase in traffic. Well, you are right. The kids and teachers have gone back to school. I'm excited to have a guest here today to enlighten you about all things related to school and college. So with me today is Greg Sundahl. He is the founder and president of Boomin' Future. Boomin' Future is a comprehensive college planning business that focuses on a wide array of admissions and financial aid processes for the college-bound student. So welcome to the Financial Chick Show. So tell my listeners, Greg, a little bit about yourself and what made you start your company, Boomin' Future.
Thanks for having me, Denise. Well, today we're going to get started with my own journey. I have a story that's similar to many of your children's and families around you. I've gone to several schools and have a few degrees and several thousand dollars of debt. And looking back at it, I'm a little proud of my accomplishments, but a little embarrassed to say that $120,000 later, it's a huge burden and a huge impact on my own life. So I'm here to help share my story and share it with your clients and all the listeners on the radio today. So all thanks right. for having me.
Well, you're very welcome. I'm really excited to have you here today. So we've known each other for a really long time. You've worked with me as an administrative assistant for a long time back in the day. Well, you were with me for a good 7-8 years?
Several years, yeah, back
several
in 2007.
And shot off and did a few different things. And why don't you tell me a little bit now, tell my listeners a little bit about what you're doing now. So you're right in the trenches.
Right in the trenches. We are teaching business and financial literacy to students in the public schools. So I'm right in the trenches teaching the importance of saving and spending and just doing money management wisely. And working with experts like you, Denise, helping your clients and their families with the process of managing safely and spending responsibly.
I absolutely love that. I know we've always talked about that when in the office, that it's so important for young children to have the knowledge of finances before they get into college or even start their life. I mean, it just there's a core to everything of knowing how to manage money or do a budget or just even know what is an investment. And maybe that's not really important for someone that's maybe in middle school, because you're teaching the middle school, right?
Yep.
But it's not too early to learn how to be a successful person in the future. So tell me a little bit about that, like what your thoughts are with this new, it's a new program, right, in the school district?
Totally new program. We're teaching students how to save and spend on a level where it's understandable, going out shopping, looking for maybe a new car in the future, but maybe understanding what interest is and how interest compounds and how that compounds for years and how it can totally add up to something that's unmanageable. And, you know, when you go to college, you sign these papers and you sign these loans, and you don't realize until 5 or 6 years later, until you get the due date, the bills, and you see how much you owe and how much interest is added on. So if you made smarter decisions or understood or just stopped and asked somebody, you know, what would the impact be? You'd totally understand a little bit more and maybe take a step back to not make those same decisions. Mm. So teaching the kids young, early, you know, buying simple things like food and groceries. How do you manage a family's budget? How do you live on your own? How do you find an apartment or get a lease or a rent? You know, how do you manage this when you're in high school or out of high school and possibly in or out of college? Mm-hmm. And not everybody goes to college, which is great, which is fine. We have careers, we have jobs, we have other ways of spending wisely in life. So it's just critical life skills that we teach at a younger age now. And I'm super, super proud to have started this program here in this public school I work in.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, it's really a great thing. And, you know, it's interesting to me when I meet with people sometimes, they don't realize that or know what APR, annual percentage rate, really means. And, you know, I always say, well, you know, you buy those pair of jeans or that jacket or whatever it is that you purchase and you don't pay it off and it continues to grow on that credit card. Well, at the end, you've paid for that thing 4 or 5 times over, and you may not even have that thing, whether it be the jeans or the jacket anymore. So I think that's great. You're really getting kids set up, you know, way before their time. So it's a great thing.
Awesome.
So I guess tell me a little bit about your situation, like the college. So you went to college.
I went to college. You went to several schools like many students do. They go in, they are ambitious. They're 17, 18 years old. I can conquer the world. They get there and they realize, not really sure what I want to do. I thought I wanted to do X or Y, and then I turned out that I want to do Z. And I talked to an advisor. They say, change your major. Try this class. Try this out. And then you find yourself questioning it, possibly. You know, am I really here for the right purpose? Do I really have the right goals in mind? Am I going to obtain a degree that's going to get me to a career, and is it going to pay off? Is it important enough to be here and have fun? Is it the social aspect? Is it the friendships? Is it the lifelong connections that you're going to make to have that well career and well-paying job? Mm-hmm. So it's all that these important factors, and if you talk to the right people, it might be helpful, but if you talk to people who work for certain places like the admissions office or your career advisor who work for the schools that they're basically you're funding, they may tell you, it's okay to switch and change and do this and try that because it adds up. Another semester, a few classes later, you know, another year later, you can be thousands of dollars more in debt. And if you don't have it saved or planned for, it can catch you off guard. And if you're signing a loan document, that'll impact you for the next 10, 15, 20 years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what would you say is a good approach with regard to that? I mean, is going to maybe a community college to start? I mean, well, let me ask you, did you start in a community college or did you go to a school, a SUNY school?
I went to SUNY Oneonta.
Okay.
Eager to be a public school teacher. And okay. I ended up there, just took a really long way to get there. I went away to Oneonta because I wanted to get out of the house. I was the first in my family to go to college, eager to be on my own, independent, made great friendships there. But I realized quickly on in October that I didn't like snow as much as I thought I did. And, you know, 4.5 hour drive away.
I get you there.
And you know me, I love wearing shorts, but not in the winter up in Oneonta. So right. I stayed there for a year, changed my major, came back home to Suffolk Community College. And that's where I tried out a few different majors and a few different degrees and had a good time living home, working at the job I had during high school, and saving up for my next part of the venture.
Well, we are actually coming into the break, I know we have a lot more to talk about, so everybody needs to stay tuned after the break. But again, you're listening to The Financial Chick, Denise Snowstrom with Diversified Financial Solutions. The number here, my office number is 631-758-8691. If you have any questions of what you're hearing here, please give my office a call, and later on we're going to give you information for Greg as well. So please stay tuned, and we will see you on the other side of the break. Thanks for listening. Welcome back. This is Denise Snowstrom, the Financial Chick. My company, located in Medford, Diversified Financial Solutions, and you can reach me at 631-758-8691. Thanks for sticking around. We are back here with Greg Sundahl, the founder and owner of Boomin Future, a college planning, college planning company. As a financial advisor myself, I help clients to set up college savings plans, which are known as the 529, which enables parents and grandparents to help save for their children's college costs. As we know in talking with Greg, that this is probably one of the biggest expenses that you have other than buying a home. And the New York 529 plan is a great plan that even gives you a state tax break on your taxes for saving for college. So if you want to learn more about that, definitely call my office and we can set you up. And it's a great plan. You can start with as low as $25 a month or $1,000 lump sum, $25 a month. So it really gives you that opportunity to start saving and make the cost of college that much more doable when you get there. You know, sometimes I hear a client say, it's just too much. I'm not even going to save. I'll worry about it when I get there. But as we know in talking with Greg, that's not the best plan. So you do want to definitely start somewhere, even if it's something small. A little bit to help them is going to go a long way. So as a financial advisor, I love working with other professionals, especially ones like Greg, to help me do the things that I can't do. So, Greg, tell me a little bit about the things that you do. How can you help? If I had a client that had a child going to college in a year or two, what types of things, and I send them to you, what types of things, A, should they prepare? And B, what can you do for them? How can you help them?
So we can help on different levels. We can help with the planning process, with the financial aspect, with what assets do you have in place and what savings do you have and what methods can you afford to use to pay for this. But we also help with the application and the essay writing when you get towards that application entry deadline. It's really important to know who you are as a student and know what you're going for, the purpose, and helping with the matching of the colleges to your personality profile, not only on an academic fit, but a social fit and a financial fit. There's multiple factors of choosing a college. And I help with the nitty-gritty, the applications, the essays, the scholarship searches to find extra cash laying around.
That's a big help.
I help with negotiating with financial aid offices, like all these aspects that you don't really take into consideration because you're so stressed and under pressure with the process. And knowing what you want to do before you get there, taking some personality and career assessments, just like I do with my students in school. I look at the career profiles and see what the outlook of those jobs are before you take that degree, before you get that major taken care of and all that debt So it's important to know what you want to do before you get there, and then helping with the financial aid forms, all the application deadlines, and dealing with the different schools with what their individual procedures are. And now with COVID, you know, taking into consideration what schools are open. There's a lot of changing factors now. What schools are open, closed, which ones are charging room and board, what happens if they close early. There's 3,000 schools, and a lot of them are great fits, and you don't have to go to the name brand colleges to get a great education.
That's great. So I guess tell me a little bit about the matching of the child to the school. Like, how does that work? Is there like some type of program, or what is that about?
There are several programs that I use. A lot of them are open source and free, but a lot of them are basically like dating. It's finding the right fit. It's finding the right match.
That's a great college example. I like that.
Has a personality, and you have to fit not only with the college, with their culture and the vibes that the college gives off, but you have to fit in with their with your match with the major and with the career profile and what your goals are to get that major and in the field. If you're going for microbiology and you're looking to go to school and have a hands-on experience, and that college offers large lecture halls with no laboratories, you're not really going to get the best fit and best maximize your best interest with the dollar. So it's important to figure out what you're looking for in a school, looking for what you are looking for with the match, looking for, is it just short term here at community college, exploring a little bit, is it looking to go to a four-year Ivy League school and a name brand for the prestige and that honor? Is it looking for completing a degree at a school where your parents may have gone and maybe fulfill those shoes and those connections? So there's a lot of different profile fits that we look for. And some schools are like diamonds in the rough, and they're far away and they're unknown land, but it's important to explore and find these cool treasures.
Gotcha. No, that sounds great. I guess it's interesting because I know we've had these conversations about like the student that really has an idea of what they want to do. They know they want to go to college, but they really are undecided and don't know what they really want to do in their future. Now, we talked about going to like a community college. Would you give that as advice to someone and then, you know, have them decide what it is that they want to do and then move to maybe like a SUNY or a, you know, a different type of university?
It's a great strategy. A lot of the people who live on Long Island are living at home. The cost of living is so expensive. And why spend all that money to go to a college where you don't really know what you want to accomplish from that process? So staying home, exploring for a year or two or even three, taking a program, getting a job, working in the field, finding an employer that may pay for a four-year degree is a great strategy.
That's a great idea, too.
And you're keeping your connections open while you're still here on Long Island, while you're working and you're still in the career field. Thousands of dollars saved. If you can afford to live anywhere here with family or in an apartment and work and manage it all and become an adult successfully, it's so important. It's more than the college process. It's more than getting that degree. It's becoming a responsible citizen and living on your own and just kind of making your way through life.
I love it. If you just tuned in, this is The Financial Chick. Denise Snowstrom, Diversified Financial Solutions. We're here with Greg Sundahl from Boom & Future, and we're talking all about college planning. And really, like I said, as far as a financial advisor, we do the planning. Where Greg and Boom & Future comes in is after. It's really now you're close to college, you're a couple of years away. What are some of the things that you should be doing? So I guess one of the things I find is so interesting is the scholarships. So many times I have clients call me, listen, you know, I don't know where, I know the scholarships. How do you go about finding them? And do you help the clients to seek out them or kind of match them?
We work with clients. We try to find the treasures hidden in our local community. Every organization around us, you may not know it, but our local credit unions, our banks, our larger corporations, even our smaller firms, local homegrown firms, they provide scholarships to our graduating seniors. And the great place to start is the guidance counselor office in your school and finding out what college scholarships are available to students, and they may have 30, 40, 50 available scholarships based on different criteria. There are other scholarships for people of different backgrounds, you know, different family statuses and different backgrounds that you can search out and possibly, you know, apply for and obtain.
And one of the things that my clients say too is time. You know, gosh, I wish I would have known I could have used this. It just took so much time and figuring out. Really, what you bring to the table is the fact that I know how to do this. You can learn how to do it, and figure it out and read. But I can basically assist you and be, you know, that right hand man, right?
I'm here. Time is of the essence and your time is important. So go enjoy time with your family. Let me handle the nitty gritty applications, the scholarship searching, handling the back and forth communication with your child or your family, mm-hmm. and just managing the whole process. It's important, you know, an independent educational consultant like myself is up to date with the trends and what's going on in the college market and in this industry. So it's important to know the changes, the SAT, the ACT changes, the upcoming test optional dates.
Absolutely.
You know, all these different things are changing now, and it's important to know the fact that, you know, someone's here doing this day in, day out with college-bound seniors and transfer students that are all alike.
That's great. No, that's an invaluable service. So glad to have you on my team and available. One thing that we do have, if you do have a child that's a freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, year of high school, we have a brochure titled 4-Year Action Plan to Prepare for College. So if you want to get a copy of that, you can call my office at 631-758-8691. Greg, would you like to give your number?
I'd love to. 631-823-5053.
All right. So I hope this was beneficial. I know we all have this on our plate at some point in time. So thank you for listening. And the show is coming to a close. Time flies when you're having fun. Thank you for listening. And just to let you know, I'm going to be on the radio again, Long Island News Radio 103.9, on Monday at 5:30 with Dave. So I'm really excited and have a great weekend.
Advisory services offered through Blackridge Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Blackridge Asset Management and Diversified Financial Solutions are separate and independent entities from Peak Brokerage Services.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.